Hey y'all, this is your host, April D. Metzler for the RSVP Show. I have a new segment that I'd love for you to join here shortly called Scripture Reflections. Of course, we will be diving right into Scripture, so be sure to grab your Bible, study pad, and pencil or pen and get ready because we are going to visit all about God's Word and His great love for you. Are you ready? Let's visit. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome everybody to another episode of the Scripture Reflection segment here for the RSVP Show. I'm your host, April D. Metzler, and I'm going to be diving right into this second edition of our Scripture Reflections for knowing God as the God of Justice. So if you haven't caught the very first episode, be sure to catch the replay on your favorite podcast streaming platform or on my YouTube channel, or right here in the Godfident Ladies Moving Forward, or Christian Women's Book Club, which is the exclusive Facebook groups that I broadcast to for the first week, and then you can catch the replays on my normal platforms the following week. So you guys, thank you so much for joining today. We are going to be looking at a wonderful verse that I think that you guys are really going to enjoy. It's Galatians chapter 6, and then it's verses 6 through 8 today. And so it says in here, starting in 6, it says, "The one who is taught the word is to share all good things with the one who teaches him. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap." And then 8 says, "For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, but the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life." And so we're going to be really focusing in on Strong's 23:25 for the word to reap. And it's therizo. You know, I have a T-Z-L in the middle of my name, and I can pronounce that. But when you combine a D and a Z in the middle of a word, I don't know. It's not connecting right now. So you guys, of course, thriso is Greek for to reap. And so the Strong's Exhaustive Concordance is simply reap. So it originates from the Greek word theros, meaning summer, or to heat up. In the sense of crops, of course, and it's meaning, of course, to harvest. And we really have that sort of down packed. Everybody knows that reference. So word usages throughout Scripture for interpretation, it's used to reap or to harvest, meaning actual crops and stuff. In proverbial expressions, though, it is used about sowing and reaping. So what you put in, you get out, you know, and that's why I included verse 8. It actually breaks it down even further and gives you, you know, the cause and effect, if you will, the if and then statement of sowing and reaping. And so it ties in beautifully, of course, you know, with consequences. We've got to understand that there's consequences no matter what, like through the words we choose to use when we speak out words, when we interact with others, you know, or on social platforms, since this is a digital, you know, age. And then, of course, when you have actions that you take or even thoughts that you hold on to, there's always going to be a good or a bad consequence to those things. And this is really what this is all rooted into. So really like you guys to take that away from this, like everything matters that we do. And so another scriptural usage is one does the work, another gets the reward. And so sometimes when we sow, someone else profits from it or gets the harvest, if you will, on what we have sown. Unjustly appropriating to oneself the fruit of others' labor. So on the negative side of that, it's like someone jacking what you've done. So, you know, in work or something, if someone takes credit for all of the work that you've done for the last 6 months and they say, "That was me," you know, that would be similar to this usage in Scripture. And so it says, "As a man has acted on earth, so by God he will be requited either with reward or penalty." So that's more of an eternal usage of the sowing and reaping references there. And we want to always keep our mind above our circumstances and above the things of this world. So that's a really great usage right there. To receive a thing by way of reward or penalty, the reward of well-doing, to cut off or destroy are some other usages, and to remove the wicked inhabitants of the earth and deliver them up for destruction is one of those final ones that we'll see at the end of the days here. And so on the last days, as it says in scripture. And so some of these are used in like a figurative sense when referring to crop harvesting. So you've got to take that into consideration too when you're interpreting the word of God and reading. Make sure you read in full context as always, and make sure that that you really think about and consider what is trying to be the total message that is trying to really be relayed here. Is it literal or is it figurative? And what's the heart behind what is being expressed through the scriptures? So dictionary definition, we're going to switch over to that real quick over on the Webster's Dictionary 1828 edition. You guys know it. I've added on here on this printable PDF that you can find on my website with the link provided in the description. Awesome. Scripture passages also that are tied to this. And so they include Leviticus 19:9, Galatians 6:7, Hosea 10, and Psalm 126:5 are referenced in this dictionary to define these words. And so definitions for the word reap include to cut grain with a sickle, to clear of a crop by reaping, to gather, to obtain, to receive as a reward or as the fruit of labor or of works in a good or bad sense, like I said, to perform the act or operation of reaping, to receive the fruit of labor or works. And so let's go ahead and on our reflection questions today, I want us to set our focus on the tone in this writing. For all you writers out there, you know what I'm talking about. For all you English majors or some of those who actually paid attention in English class, you will know what the tone of the writing means. But for those who don't, and that's okay, we want to take what we read and hear what mood, I guess, would be. There you go. The mood or the vibe would be common terminology today that's used. What's the mood that is being set by this writing? And so these scriptures are written in a warning and explanation format. So it's a warning. There's a cautionary tone, right? And then there's a teaching tone as well. And so there's a mood, a vibe of teaching and warning and, hey, pay attention to this. This is something you need to hear, right? And so that's what we want to focus on here. So it's like the wise elder who cautions the youth about what to expect as a result of one choice or another in life. So similarly, like in Deuteronomy 30, you know, God's word came through Moses to the Israelites to exhort them, right, to walk in the ways of the Lord, and the choice of life or death, blessing or curses is set before you, Moses said in that passage. And so in this way, it also is set before us. So here's a few reflection questions. How easily do you receive sound counsel from others? They say most people can either be categorized as the child that does or does not heed a parent or elder's warnings. Which one are you? Do you have to find out for yourself before you heed the cautionary words from those parents or elders? How easy or difficult has it been for you to change a behavior or learn a new one that can replace an old one? Just be honest with yourself. How easy or difficult has that been? And does it depend on what you've tried to change? You know, that particular behavior or train of thought, et cetera, et cetera. Just dig deep into that and see what that looks like. So next question, when learning new things of the Lord, do you sometimes try to rationalize and pull from your own understanding gathered from your life experiences? And if you do, is it helpful? Why or why not? Like, really talk this through with yourself. Take some notes on this, you guys, and just be realistic about this. Like, do you rationalize and do you pull from your own life experiences instead of yielding maybe to what God has to teach you in that moment that may not make sense, really. You know, God's ways are different than ours, and the way that he, you know, demonstrates love through this way or that may not be what we're used to, or may not be how the world's defined it for us. And so, you know, are we just stuck in that rut of rationalization? And if we are, that's okay. But we've got to be, you know, honest with ourselves about that so that we can move forward into that newness that he has for us, and really think about the different areas. So you may rationalize in one area and pull from your own understanding in one area, but in the other stuff, you just take it and you're running with it. God deposits it and you're on, you know, you're on track, you're ready to go, you're taking off like a rocket, and you get it, right? And you, and there's no, like, no reasoning, trying to, you know, really figure this stuff out. Like, it just makes sense, and you believe it by faith, you receive it, and you go forward. So be, you know, really dig deep into this, you guys. It'll help you, and it'll be more fruitful for your walk, and you will be, you know, sowing those good seeds and reaping a bountiful harvest. The more of us that we let down and the more of God we allow in our lives, that's where we reap that good harvest. And so, because God's good, right? His goodness, that's what we're looking for. So how do you respond? Final question. How do you respond, and what do you do when something God is teaching you makes you upset, angry, frustrated, ashamed, uncomfortable, causes you pain, or has some other negative impact? What do you do? How do you respond? Okay, guys, that's all I got for today. Hope that this has been a blessing to you. And of course, I encourage you to dig deep into this word and, you know, of course, read Galatians 6 in fullness, even the whole entire chapter of Galatians. It will not, or not chapter, sorry, book. It will not take you that long. And if you want to do that with me, I've actually done that on my Declaring War segment on the last season of that. So Galatians, all of the chapters, one at a time. And they are, I think, our segments. So reading it and, you know, coming up with different things the Holy Spirit comes up with in the middle of a broadcast to be like, yes, we need to talk about this right now. So I just encourage you to yield to the teaching and leading of Holy Spirit as you read the Word of God, and just get rid of all the distractions and the noise and all that jazz. So I'm going to be out farming today out in the heat and wind and all that jazz here in Oklahoma. So I hope that you have a blessed day and look forward to visiting with you next week for another scripture reflection. You guys, remember, you're not alone, and God loves you so very much.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of RSVP Show. We hope these moments of reflection and stillness for victory in your pursuit of God were a blessing to you. Stay connected with April at April D. Metzler through social media. New music singles and her debut music album are available to add to your favorite playlist on streaming platforms, and you can get a copy of her book wherever books are sold. Learn more about the great things she's doing to bless God and his people on her website at aprildmetzler.com. Thank you for joining this visit with us. Always remember, God loves you.